Vayter in Shas, Mir Bov Mitzia, Daf Peivav. Picking a ball, Peivav, at the very top of the page, second line. It's like the Gemara. Rabbi Vavnasa and Sof Mishnah. Rabbi Vavnasa, they are the end of the Mishnah. They're the ones who came and they redacted and wrote down the Mishnah. Rav Asher, Avina, Sof Hara'ah, they're the ones who are the end of Hara'ah. That is, that they set up the Gemara. B'simanach, and how would you remember this? Ad Avo El Migdashay Kel Avina Lacharisam. Until they come to the sanctuaries of Hashem, I understand their end. How do you remember that? That is, that the first was Avin El Mikdashi, as in Rav Ashi, Avina, like Ravina, Lachriusam, that is at the end of this. Okay, Amar Rav Kahana, Ishtaili Rav Chama Barbrate Dechasa. Rav Chama, son of the daughter of Chasa, said the following, Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Agav Shmada Nachnafshi. Rabba Bar Nachmeni, because of Shmad, he was killed. What does that mean? Shmad, that means persecution. It was persecution, persecuted. Rashi says, Bar Pulukta Rav Yosef, Agav Shmad, the Nav Shemech, the Machmas, Emas Malchus, makes he die because of the fear of the Malchus, of the king, of the kingdom. What happened? Achlu Bey, Kortza Bimalka, they spoke badly about him in the king, in the palace of the king. Right? What did they say? They said, Ikechad Gavra B'Yudai, the Kamavatal Trace Alpha Gavra B'Yisrael. There's this Yid with the Jews who makes, it was Mavato, 12,000 men of the Yidin, Yarcha Bekaitav, Yarcha Besifsa, Mikarga de Malka, for a month and a 7 months in the winter, from working for the king. Shadu, wait, what is he talking about when he says this idea? He meant that Nisan, who come to hear about Pesach, and Tisha, who come to hear about all the about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, about all that. And because of that, they said that, when the shlichim of the melech came to their homes to get the taxes, they couldn't find them. So that's what Rashi says. Nikbatzim elav benisa v'tishra l'shma d'orshas shapesav shalchagim u'kishem mvakshin shulche melech ligbos amas gulgolus shel kol chodesh v'chodesh enim mitzvami, but them, they weren't found over there. So what they do, they sent to check this out, to go get him. Shadi Pristika de Malkabase, they sent out the officers to go get him, Rashi says Shaliach, and the Veloshkib couldn't find him. Arkva also in Pumbadisa la Akra. He ran away from Pumbadisa Akra, me Akra la Agma, me Agma la Shkin. He ran through all these places, Mishkin la Srifa, Rachifa in a dumb, and he was always on the move. And we in a dumb in the Pumbadisa, Pumbadisa Akre, and they found him in Pumbadisa. Ikla Pristika de Malka la Hu, Spiza de Rabba, how'd they find him? Because there was this the king's servant who came to this particular place, to an inn, the inn of Rabba, not knowing that who he's looking for was there. Rashi says, Lalun Boso Pundak, Shahayo Rabba Nichbeba, he was hidden over there. Krivataka Kamei, and the innkeeper came and brought a table in front of him. You came down, here's, you know, drink something, eat something. Hashkul Trekasi, he gave him two cups to drink. Rashi says, Vishadim Hamamunim ala Zugos, Mazikin Esashosa Zugos, so they have these Shadim that are in charge of zukas of pears that come to be damaged, those who have pears. This is the Gemara that we saw in Psachim. Psachim, at the end of Psachim, says Kuf Yud Amud Beis. So, what happened? And that's what he did. So, they brought him in and they gave him these two cups. They removed the table from him. And because of that, his face turned around. Flipped backwards. They know what to do. So Amrele, they said to Rabbi Ben Achmini, "My Navidle, what should we do for the guy? Gavra de Malku, this guy works for the king. We got to help him." Amalu, he said back to him, "Krivu taka lekamei v'shkiu achad kasa. Bring the table back in front of him. Give him one more drink. Let him have one more thing to drink, and it won't be zugos anymore." V'dilu taka lekamei v'shkiu, and they and then take the table away from him, like then he'll be done from it, he'll have three, and then he'll be fine. Avdulei Achiv Yitzei, he did that, they did that, and then he was saved. He was healed. Amar, he said, Midi Adana, I know the Gavad Kabeina Achahu, that the one that I'm looking for, he must be here. Because how else is anyone going to know how to go and save me from such a thing? It must be this wise man. Bachash Abasrei Vashrei. So he looked and he found him. Amar, and he said, Azlinimeha, I'm going to leave here. But I'm not saying anything. There was a guy, I never saw you. Even if they kill me, meaning literally, that person, meaning himself, in order to find out where you are, I'm not going to let them know where you are. You know what I'm saying? You saved me over here, and karsatov. But if they start to give me malchus, megalina, then I'm going to have to go and say where you are, because I can't handle such pain. So what happened? Asu lekame. Eventually, he was found, and they brought him to the king. They brought him up to this place to leave him there. They put him in this chamber. and Utrake Lebava Ba'anpe, they locked it up in front of him. Right? So Sagar Adelis, they closed the door. Barachme, he davened. He davened to the Abishter, Parakashisa, and the wall fell down. Rashi says, Nafla Achoma, fell down. Arik V'Azil Agma, he ran away to an agam, to a swamp. Harva Yosef Agirda, the Dukula, and he was sitting on a palm tree. Rashi says, Al Geza Dekel Katsus, on the stump of a tree that was cut down. The Kagarius, and he was steiging. He went out to the steig. Kam Miflige B'Misifta Derikia. Now, what was happening right then, there was Vachulkas and Shamayim. They were steiging, there's a whole thing going on in steiging in Shemaim about Saras. In Baheres Kodem Saseir Lovan, that is that if Baheres came before the white hair, that's like a spot, that's very white spot, like snow, that lets, you know, if there's two white hairs, it's considered Saras right away. But not all of them are considered a problem. If the Baheres is before the white, then Tami is your white. Vim Ser Lovan Kodem Baheres, but if the white hair is before the Baheres, Tahor, then the person is going to be Tahor. Right, they're telling me in the first case, then we'll be telling the other one. Safek, and we're not sure about what's going to confer. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Safek, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Tahor, that this person is going to be Tahor. The Kula Misifta Derekia, I mean, they say Tami, they argued, they say, no, Ribbono Shalom, no, it's Tami. The Amri. And because of that, Mar Nochis, they say, who's going to decide, who's going to figure out what the answer is? Nochis Rabbi Rechana. He said Rabbi Mechana will be the one to go and decide what to do. You know, he's sitting in the swamp, stagging over there. Then Rabbi Nechmeni, I need Yachid be a guy. Rabbi Nechmeni said, I am an individual when it comes to the garment, I know everything. I need Yachid Ba'olos that I'm holding stack in this. Shadu Sikha Basay, they sent the Shayak to go ahead from Shemaim. Love him, Matzi Malach HaMavis, let me carry late. But the Malach HaMavis couldn't find him, couldn't approach him to go get him to come up. He did not have a kapasik puma megirsa because he wouldn't stop stagging. The person stagging, then they're protected. Not able to die. At that point, the wind blew, and it made a really loud noise by the reeds. And Savra Gudna de Parshi, he thought that it was, you know, a whole bunch of Rashi says, Gedud Shel Parshim Shemichapsin. He thought that it was, you know, all of the army that was searching after him. And he said, Tenech Nafshe, the Hugav, I'd rather give myself over. May the soul of that person die, basically. If you must have been able to, I'd rather die than be given to their hands. Amar, when he was dying, he said, Tahor, Tahor. In other words, he was passing the Shiloh for Hashem. Fortune in you, Shagufcha Tahor, your body is Tahor, Yatsin, Ishmascha Batahor, and your soul went out by saying the words Tahor. He died by saying the words Tahor. Nafapitska, after he died, a note fell, Mirakia, the Pumbedusa, from the heavens. I says, Vahu Rosh Hashiva, he was Rosh Hashiva and Pumbedusa. Rabbi Rechimini is Bakish, the Shiva Shamala, he's requested in the Shiva Shamala. In other words, like, he's dead. So many go went out to look for him to go ahead to bury him. They didn't know where he was. They went to the swamp. They saw there was a bunch of birds that were, Rashi says, Osen Selbek and Fair, with their wings, they're making shade for him. They're shading his body. And they said, Shema Mina, it must be. We see from here, the Hosam, that's where he is. Sfad Sapduhu Telasa Yomi Telasa Lilvasa. And they eulogized him for 3 days and three nights. Nafapitska, a heavenly note fell again. Call a parashay benidra. Anyone who leaves this area is going to be in Cherem. Sapduhu Shiva Yomi. So they did it for a total, they ended up 7 days. Nafapitska. And then a note fell. So the Kulu, the Beiskam, the Shalom. L'chul v'eschem shalom, if we can go home in peace. Ahu yom adech nafshe, the day that he died, dal yezafa dari lahu taya ki rachev gamla. There was a intense wind that came, that the zafa, that picked up a Arab merchant, like when he was on his camel. Mehai gisa nar papa, v'shadi b'ach gisa, picked up from the Papa River and threw him on the other side. Amra, so Amar, the Arab said, "My high, what's going on here?" I'm a lady. Said to him, "Nachnaf shi d'rabbi Menachmini." You know, now he died. I'm in the fun of it. So the Arab said in front of Hashem, "Ribono shalolam, kuli amad didachu. The whole world is yours. V'rabbi Menachmini didachu, and he's yours also. After the rabba, rabbi didach, your rabbis and rabba is yours." It's like I need the diva the dilis. The Arab says, "Ata'ovu shal rabba." Amai come mechav la'ama. Why are you destroying the world? You know, basically you have him, you guys are good, you're together, why would you go and do it? Nach, Zafa, and then everything calmed down. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalata Bal Basava. He was a very heavy guy. Yom Echad, one day, have a Chamim Alei. It was really hot. He was very heavy. It was hot and heavy. Have a Salif Yosef Ashina Dituri. When he sat on the top of the mountain, Amar Lo Labrati, he said to his daughter, Biti, Hanifi Alai Bimanifa, wave the fan on me like I'm just so hot. Vani Etin Lech Kikarin Dinerd. I'm going to give you a whole bunch. Agudos, like bundles. Rashi says, Agudos shel Nerd, Vahu Asoi Kishibulin. Nerd is this type of plant that smelled very good. Rashi says that Vahu Asoi Kishibulin, right? So this is good smelling stuff. Adahachi, Nashazika, then the wind blew. Amari said, Kama Kikarin de Nerd, Lamar Dichi. How many Kikarin of Nerd belong to the owner of this? Rashi says, the Baal of Sheruach Zeh. He's so happy. He's like, wow, I would give this, give it to Hashem, everything. Next part of the mission, he said, everything goes according to the Medina, in terms of paying. Hakol Usimai, everything's including what? This means to include a place where the norm, you have a certain minog, to eat bread and drink a napka. That was a type of drink. Yeah. It says Rashi, Kli Machsech Revias, it held a Revias amount of this drink. The Amar Lahu, Kadima Vaisi Lahu, that if the boss says, go to the field, then I'm going to bring it to you, Amlo, they could say to him, Lo Kol Kiminach, you're not able to do such a thing. This is the way that we do things over here. Right? They could have breakfast before they go out to work. And therefore, they got there that wasn't ready. They said, now go out to work. He said, you got to give me to eat first. Next one, Rabbi Yochanan, he went and he said to his son, go out and hire me someone. He said, I'm going to give you to eat. He said, you know, even if you give them as much food as Shlomo, I'm going to feed them, so make sure you just give them beans. Maisa Listor. So now, it says, come on, hold on 1 second. Does this story, is this contradicting? In fact, Rashi explains, Maisa list of Chidechman, Adam will have you Maisa al Devar of Lisosro. People bring a Maisa in order to go out and to contradict themselves. To Gatani the Reisha, because it says in the Reisha that what do? You do Akol Kabinag Amandina. Batana Maisa, Fila Ato Salem Kisud Shlomo. So what I'm saying is, of what's happened there, or the Maisa of that, says, Gemara Chasir Mechser, Machatani. No, no, it's missing some words over here, and this is what it means to say. The Impasiklam Lazonos, if you say them, you're going to give them food, peep turn the page, peep up and base, Rebelehem. Now he's added to the food that he normally would have to give them. Rashi says, Yosal Minog, the Kivin Delo Tsarach Las Nuye, Vaaste Mizone Yiserakam. Since he didn't have to go and say anything, the fact that he said something, now it means he's going to be giving extra over here. And therefore, that's a bad mood. Amai said, Nami, Rabbi Yochan ben Maase, Shama Lebono, that's the story with him. And he said to his son, Say, Skor Lan Apolim, go get his workers. Halach Apostle Lan Mizonos, Shabbat Yitzalav, Vamalo, he said to him, Bini, Afila Taos Alehem. Right, he says, even if you go out and you do for them kesuah shlomo b'shaito, lawyer says they chavaschli imaim, you wouldn't be able to be Yosei. Shem b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, we the children that you dreamed of. Right, so that is that if you say you're going to have meals, we don't have to say it. That means you're going to have to do even more than what the normal minhag is. Lemeimar, do you mean to say this? Do this to Avram Avinu, Adiva ben Shlomo? You just said that's like, okay, even if you gave him Shlomo, it wouldn't be good because of Avram. Makes it sound like the suit of Avram is more than the suit of Shlomo Melech. But it says, but Shlomo, he lechem Shlomo liom echad, and the amount that was given for one day was shloshim kor, solus v'shishim kor, kemach, 30 kor, fine flour, 60 kor of kemach, Asara Bakar, Briam, the Esim Bakar, Imeitzon, 10 fat ox and 20 ox that are they're out in the pasture, and 100 sheep like grass fed, you know, organic. Levad me'ail v'tzvi v'yachmin bar burim, avusim bar burim, uslav v'dagim, gazelle, deer, all these type of this yachmor. And these type of hens that were very, very delicious stuff. Ooh, a lot of hefty stuff here. Va'amar Gurion ben Astmion Mishmei Derav, Halalula Milon Shel Tabachim. All this dough was just for the cook. And what they used to do is when they would cook food in the pots, they would cover over the pots with a type of dough that cooked into bread by being covered over. And they would take out the stuff from the food, or draw out the stuff that they didn't want in the food. All the stuff would like float up to, you know, get be sucked up over there. It says Rashi Chalas Asuth Chalas Pikaderas Lishav Zuamosa Tavshil. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Halalu Tziki Kedera. Right, that this is in order to go ahead for something called Tziki Kedera, which is actually a type of food. Rashi says, "Eino elu lamin meichel sheshmot tzikidera." And the point is, even that was all for that. We're saying that even much more. From Rabbi Yitzchak, Elif Nachshon Yilushlomi, it's 1,000 wives. Kol Achas Achas Asalov Beveischa Beveischakach. Every one of them did this in their own homes. My time of why? Because Zusfur, this one thought, oh, Shama Etzli Sori the Yom, he was coming to eat by me today. Zusfur Shama Etzli Sori the Yom, he was coming to eat to me today. It's a huge bill. Every day was a massive, massive amount of food. You want to tell me Avram is more? If you look at Avram, what does it say? The Bakar was Avram, Ben Bakar Achavtov. And Avram ran to the Bakar, to the flock, to the herd, to the cattle, and he took Ben Bakar Achavtov. Ben Bakar Echad, Rach Shnaim, Vatov Shalosha. So he do. He took 3 cows over there. And you tell me that was more than Shlomo Melch? It says, Gemara Hasam Tlasa Tori, Tlasa Gavri. Yeah, it was 3 calves for 3 people. That means each one of them gets their own cow. That's a lot. But Halach over here, everything that says, L'chol Yisrael Yehuda, it was to fill up for all the Jews over there. Shenema Yehuda V'Yisrael, Rabim Kechol Shal Yam. So the point is that ratio-wise, by Avram Vina was a lot more. My barburim is avusim. What does it mean? These avusim type of hens. Amarav sha'ovsim osam ba'karchem. They force feed them. They stuff them up. Shmuel amar sha'avusim ba'om de'me'aleim. What they do is, no, they do it on their own. You don't force feed them, but rather you give them the chance to eat it by themselves. Rav Yochanan Amar, he says, mivien tor, mimar yisal. They bring an ox from the pasture. Below avis, and he doesn't, below anis, where it didn't, Rashi says, Shalom asa malacha, didn't do any work. The Tanagos, Mehash Pasa, he took that Tanagos from its place, bid the low, and he saw also that it never really worked. Let's just begin to froh him. It never had to be forced to go and have many chickens. So these were like chilling animals over there. The best of all the animals is the ox. The best one of the chicken is the hen. He says that a big stomach black hen, the Mishcha Beni Atzrei, that was found between the Atzrei. Rashi says Beni Gitos Vochas Chertzanim was found between the wine pressed, and was eating all the chertzanim, the grape skin, and it became really fat. Lomatsia pasikanya, it can't eat, it was so big, it couldn't even step over a reed. Rashi Sen Yochol Livsa Kana Mirov Shmeina, it was so fat, it couldn't even step over like a little tiny thing. Now, Habakar Rats Avram and Avrinu went to the Bakar, he ran over there. Amar Yudam Rav, Ben Bakar Echad, Rach Shnayim, Vatov Shlosha, Ve'im Echad. Why don't we say it's just one? I'll just say it was one, Ben Bakar Ach Vatov. The Amar Inshi, Rakin Vitav. Like people say that this is a tender and good one. I'm saying Gemara, Im Kain Lich Rachman Lich Tov Rach Tov. Just say Rach Tov. My Rach, my Vitov. Shema Amidol Adrasha, you're coming to Dashen. Amitrei. So then say that there are only two of them, and Rach Tov, and the other one by Rach and one by Tov. As the Gemara, Midetov, Ledrasha, Rachnaim, Ledrasha. In fact, the Tov is Drasha, so Rach is also a Drasha, so you have 3. Masav Rabbi Ula, Vitemirav, Hoshaya, Vitemirav, Nasam Rabbi Hoshaya. Vayitin El Anarvi, Marzal, so he gave it to the youth, to the lad, and he said, hurry it up and go do it. Now, why say Vayitin El Anar? Oso, you should say Osam. What do you mean just Oso? Kochad Vachad, you have a Lenar. It means that he gave each one of them to go into prepare it. And he took chem of the butter and milk and ben bakar and the meat that he prepared and he put it in front of them. But it's an individual singular, it's not plural. It says no, the kamakama matya to matya. He gave each one of them as it was ready, Asya the Kameh, he brought it in front of them. So that's individual. Velomalitasa, why 3? Tikske Bechad. It's enough to use 1 cow, why do you need 3 of them? You know, it's only 3 people there. It's Malachim, but, you know, 3 of them. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rafa, Kedela, Chilan, Shalos, Lashonos, Bechardos, you can give them 3 tongues with mustard. Rashi says, Ma'adan Malachim, Esarmo. This is for the chashuv of people, that they would give such a thing. Amar Rav Tanchum Ben Chanilai, the Olam Ayishan Adam, and a minute, a person shouldn't change for the minute that's done. Shari Moshe Alamarim. Moshe went up to Shemayim, and V'lochol Lechem, he didn't eat any bread. V'lochol Yishar, he said, L'mata, they came down here, V'lochol Lechem, they did eat bread. Right, they ate food. V'achlu, Salkat Lechem, you really think they ate? Ela Ema, Niru Kimisha Achlu V'shasa. They made it look as if they're eating and drinking. They're Malachim, they don't need to do any of that. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Koma Shas Avram Lumach, Shas Masa, anything he did by himself, directly himself, Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Leban of God, so Hashem did with himself to his children. Kol ma shasav mevino di shliach nitru shliach. Hashem kodesh baruch hu lebanim vadi shliach. Hashem did in the future them through shliach. Myself is on the bottom. V'yala bakar ratzav mevino ran to the bakar himself. Ruach nasa meis Hashem. It says a wind went forth from Hashem and they gave quail from the ocean and gave it to the camp. V'yikechem v'chalav and he took the chem v'chalav. Hini mamter lechem lechem and Hashemayim. By the money says I'm going to mamter for lechem coming for him. Who made a leim tachas eitz? Avinu stood by them under the tree and they ate. Hashem said, I'm going to stand before you by the rock. Avram walked with them to be mishalechem, to send them out. Hashem went before them with the anane kavod. He directed them. Oh, but when it says, let their water be brought through a shliach, then it says, v'ikisa batzor v'yotzim v'menu mayim v'shasa, ah, Moshe Ben has to hit the rock, and water's going to come out of it, they're going to drink from there. So it was coming through via something else. So pliga the Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, this argues on him. This argues on him, the Amar Rabbi Chama, of three things Avraham Avinu did, the Yidden got three things. Yidden, the schar that he gave chema, butter and milk, we end up getting the man. The fact that he stood by them, they got the aman anan. Yukach namat maim, let the water be taken from you. Zochel lebeera, shamirim the zochel the beer of Miriam. Rashi says, "Hainu nami v'hikisa batzor." Abamin Anan pligin, they're arguing on Mud Anan. That's the machlokas. They're both agreeing when it comes to Rav Yehuda and Rav Chama ber Rav Chanina are both agreeing that the chema and chalav brought the man and that the water brought to the Be'er Miriam. The only machlokas is about when it says, Who made a lamb and he was standing by them. Yehuda says that this talking about Hashem was by Choreh, by Mount Sinai. And Rav Chanina is going to say that it was Anane HaKavod that came with a Yedin. Rashi says, Hainu Nami, Vikis HaBatzor. But I'm not believing that's what they're arguing. Yukacham Ad Bevich Zor Gleichem, take a little bit of water and wash your legs. Wash your feet. Tamar B'yana Bevich Shmal, Amru Lo. The Malachim said to him, why do you want us to wash our feet before you come in? B'chi Ba'ar Vayim Cheshtetanu. What I'm saying, what, you think we're Arabs? Shehem Shtachim Le'avak Ragleim, that they bow to the dust of their feet. Kavar Yatsumi Meni Yishmael. But we know that Yishmael, who's the one who does this, who does that is Yishmael, actually came from you. Vayar Elav, Vayera Elav, Hashem Elonu Mamre, the Hashem appeared to me Elonu Mamre. Who Yosef is standing by the entrance of the tent after this Mila, third day. Maike Chomi, what does it mean to hear today? I'm Rabbi Chama. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. Oh, so yom shlishi shal mila shal Avinu is the third. Hayom was the third day of Avinu's bris mila. Uba Kosh Baruch Hu lishal b'Avram. Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to come to check and see how he's doing. B'makar cholam. Hosei Kosh Baruch Hu chamim enatikul. What he took the sun out of its sheath, like you pull your sword out of the sheath, and it made it incredibly hot. Rashi says Azvi Chama b'Koch shelo yuhu over drachim mitzuyin. There shouldn't be any people that are there coming to visit him, to be matriachim. And now the Gemara says, K'deish l'atriach ha'so tzadik baruch him, he shouldn't be a burden from it. Now he was looking for them though. Shadri Eliyaz, let me make up a little bit l'bara. He sent him out to go look outside to find guests. Nafak v'lo yashkik. He went out, but he didn't find anybody. Amar, he said, lo mehim nilacha, I don't believe you. Come on, there's got to be someone over there. So what did he do? We'll see in a minute. And why is it he did that? So he did it. He didn't want him to have to, maybe he believed that he didn't want him to work hard. So that's why he did it. But he's like, I don't believe it. This brings out, which is said, that lace him, nusa ba'avdi. There's no trust when it comes to avadim. Nafakiyu, he went out himself. I got to take my own hand. Chazel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kaya Baba. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was by the entrance of his tent. It says, "Al no savor me avdecha." When Avraham says, "Please, my Lord, if I am no mesasachim beinecha, al no savor me avdecha, don't go and leave from your master, from your servant over here." He wants to go find guests, but he didn't want Hashem to leave. Kevin the chazad dekal asa v'sharia. As soon as he saw that Avraham was tying and untying his mila, he said, "Lavar chayr lemekam hacha." It's not proper for me to stay over here. So Hayinu Dechsev, you're changing your bandages. It's not proper. So he's by the entrance. Hayinu Dechsev, v'yisein of v'yai lifted his eyes and he saw. There are three people that are standing there over him. V'yav here, so custom we saw and he ran to go and greet them. And Rashi says Hayinu Demeikara Ksev Nitzav Malav Vosav Ksev V'yarts Lekrasam Meikara Asu Kamu Alight. first Meikara, they came and stood next to him. When they saw that he's in pain, you know, he just sat up his mila. So they said, it's not proper to go and stand over here. And they started to leave. I ran after them. Who are they? Michal, Gabriel, Raphael. These are the three. Michal, Shabbat Abbas Sar, it's coming to tell you you're going to have a baby. Raphael, Shabbat Abbas Sar, it's coming to heal Avram. Gabriel, it's coming to go ahead and to flip over the stern source of them. I, Vaksiva, Yushnei, Malachim, Stoma, Ba'er. It says these two Malachim came to Stoma the night. Say Gabriel is for Sodom, why are the two Malachim? Doesn't Michal by day, because Michal went from Leshezve Lilot, Leshezve Lilot, they're going to save Lot, and that's considered part of Rafua. Daikanani, interesting. Maybe I'm making a mistake here. Okay, it says Michal went to save Lot. Daikanani, the Chsev, because learn it from it says, Vayafuch is Aramakel, and he overflipped these cities. Velok, so didn't say Vayafchu, and they in the plural, Shmamina, that's really only one of them is going to take care of that business. Frank, the Gemara, now the difference between when the Malachim came to Avram, the Malachim came to Lot, my Shnala Gabi Avram, to say, why is it different by Avram that it says, Kain Tasek Asher Dibarti, yeah, do what you said. You know, you want to give us what to eat, you can pass Lechem. And he says, okay, yeah. What is by Lot that they didn't want to come into the house? Beep, turn the page. That he had to like push them tremendously to come in. I'm a Rebbe Lazar. You can go to human sire. You can, someone goes and tries a young person, someone who's small, comes and asks you to do something, you can refuse them. But you don't refuse when it comes to a gadol, to a great, great person. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.